This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
We're just over a week away from the annual Gate River Run. That starts Saturday morning, and then by the evening, you can grab a shower after a little bit of rest, and you can sip, savor, and celebrate as the Jacksonville Food and Wine Festival presented by Bank of America will debut under the Fuller Warren Bridge. Jack's Chamber President and CEO Daniel Davis is with us. And several weeks ago when you all launched this, you told us that it really was designed in many ways to try to draw some of the people who are coming for the Gate River Run to stay in the city, spend more money, and enjoy what we have to offer.
Yeah, good morning, Rich. I think it's going to be a great weekend. The weather looks great. It's going to be an opportunity for us to celebrate community and really celebrate the culinary experience that we're growing here in Jacksonville. Incredible wine, incredible food. We have over 30 restaurants participating. I'm just looking forward to a great evening for the community to come together.
All right, give me an example of some of the food and wine that you're most looking forward to.
So most people don't know, but when FNF, Fidelity National Financial, moved to town, Bill Foley was obviously leading that charge, and all of the companies that spun off of that. Well, Foley Wines is a vineyard that he owns and obviously connected to Jacksonville. And so they've come in and said they want to be our exclusive wine sponsor. So people will be able to come in and sample all the different wines. They'll be able to go around to all the different restaurants and sample different tastes from different parts of the community. It's an all-inclusive ticket, so when you pay to get in the gate, everything's included. So you can just have a great time. We're going to have live music. I think it's going to be incredible. We think we can turn this into a festival weekend type thing over the next couple years, but let's go get this one right and let the community come together.
And some really good local restaurants that are a part of it. Some of the chefs from like Bearded Pig, Biscotti's, Bono's, and others.
Yeah, it's Orsay, Taverna, BB's. It really is going to be a great time.
All right, so how can people get tickets? And are you nearing like what capacity will be?
Yeah, we're getting there. I mean, there's definitely community support. And I think, you know, Jacksonville kind of waits to see what the weather's going to be, that we're a last-minute town. And so we're seeing that happen right now. But anybody that's interested in participating can go to Eventbrite, Jacksonville Food and Wine Festival, or JFWF.com. And it's pretty easy. I'm new to all the Eventbrite stuff, but man, they make it super easy to buy tickets.
Well, the good news is under the Fuller Warren Bridge is a great spot if we do happen to have any rain, because you're protected from it. Of course, you're not protected from the heat, but it's not the time of the year where it's going to be oppressive heat. It should be a nice evening.
No, it's going to be great, and it's right where Art Walk is located, in historic Riverside. It's got great access. We'll have great parking. Encourage everybody to come out, have a great time, buy a ticket. Let's support the culinary experience in Jacksonville, and let's make this a great event.
And you see this becoming an annual staple?
I do. I really do. I think that what we've seen in other communities where they've had successful food and wine festivals, they grow it into a week-long weekend sometimes event where you showcase different restaurants and different wineries come to town, and we really think Jacksonville's poised to be able to do that.
Before we let you get, City Council voted this week to extend last call for alcohol to 3 a.m. for some select businesses in the downtown and sports and entertainment district. What are you hearing from the business community on the impact of that?
I actually met with a couple of those businesses yesterday, and businesses like Deca, I mean, it's not the market that I would be doing, but I do see a huge market for Jacksonville, drawing some of the beaches folks into downtown. I think it's a great opportunity to help those businesses downtown that bet on downtown to be successful, a little more opportunity to be profitable.
Yeah, that extra hour certainly presides an option.
Stuff, yeah, it does.
All right, so head to Jacksonville Food and Wine Festival Eventbrite. You can link up at WOKV.com. We'll put that in our show notes and also on the Jack's Chamber. And look forward to the Jacksonville Food and Wine Festival next Saturday. So are you running the Gate River Run?
You know, I've given that up too. I'm getting a little bit too old for that. I think I got to go get this Food and Wine Festival off and running. So I'll be working there all day.
What an excuse.
Well, I love when I ask people if they're running the Gate River Run, but before they answer, the way that they set up the answer always tells me. It's usually the, you know, I've done it before. I've experienced it. Maybe I'll cheer people on this year.
We're going to make sure they enjoy a great evening.
All right. It's going to be.
All right, guys.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. It's going to be where the art walk is in Riverside every weekend. Again, Jacksonville Food and Wine Festival, Saturday, March 4th. Tickets are for sale now on Eventbrite, and you can link up at the Jack's Chamber as well.